Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In case you haven't seen them, the Wire-to-Wire Upset Picks Challenge for week number 6 standings are up on our Facebook and our Twitter page. It is pinned as the top tweet on our account. And unfortunately, Facebook doesn't let you do that, so you're going to have to scroll down and find it. But it's right there. You're going to see it. It's there's only a couple things sitting on top of it. As of right now, Dave Mosley, I don't know what it is, Cole. Does he have a horseshoe up his rear end?
Does he
have some sort of a sports almanac that tells him who's winning? Because out of 7 weeks of picks, that's week 6 weeks of games and week 0 before that, he has hit 6 out of 7 times.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, we need to just start picking what he picks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just copy him.
Wait, we'll just wait. See, that's the problem is we give ours early and we don't wait for Dave Mosley and what he's picking.
That's
he's got 61.5 points, and that is so exceptional, Cole, because last year, and remember, you got the 12 weeks of games, you've got pre-Christmas bowls, you've got post-Christmas bowls, so that's, what, 14, 15-ish weeks of picks. Last year, the winning score was 85 points, and he is 24 points away from that right now.
Yeah.
And we're only on week 6, which that also, that's, I got so depressed yesterday. I was looking at this, I was like, man, we're in week 6 already?
Oh, it's terrible.
How
do you think I feel with high school football? We're in week 7, and there's only 10 weeks. There's only a few weeks of high school football left. It's awful.
We got playoffs. Burns is going to make a run.
It doesn't last too long enough. I will say, regarding the Upset Picks Challenge, this is the first week of something. Do you know what that first is? Think hard.
Conference games?
Nope.
More conference games? I don't know.
No.
Double or nothing?
No. We have college games tomorrow.
Ooh.
Wednesday, Conference
Maction?
USA.
CUSA?
Yes. On a Wednesday, 2 games tomorrow. So
you can
get your pick in early,
man,
and lose early.
I feel bad for those players that are playing in Conference USA. They got to play Wednesday night games.
Yeah, Wednesday. And think
Mac
about this.
Mac plays Thursday night games, and there is nobody in October and November going to Wednesday night games in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
And here's the worst part. If you pick a Wednesday or even a Thursday game and lose, that bad feeling you have to wait until next Wednesday. You have to wait a whole week.
Yeah.
And there are 3-4 Thursday night games, and then there are 3 Friday games. So here's the only bad part, Diesel. When you look at the 2 Wednesday games, the spread on both games is 1.5. So I would say we don't have any Tolos.
Probably right. You're probably right.
Nobody's going to pick those.
There are a few like small spread games that I think some people might take, but I wouldn't take them unless you already have a lot of points, Cole. And one of those is Wake Forest at Oregon State +2.5 points. I just watched Oregon State play last week.
Horrible.
They're pretty bad. They're pretty
horrible.
But I mean, and they got a quality quarterback. What was his name? Played at Duke last year. If I hadn't had to think of it right off the top of my head.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, what was his name? He went to
Malik
Oregon.
Murphy.
Malik Murphy. Oregon State.
He was at Duke.
That's right.
He was at Texas before that. I mean, he is a tree. He is a redwood compared to all those players on that team. But they don't play a bad brand of football. I don't know how they play against everybody else because I don't think I've watched any Oregon State football this year, but they do a really great job playing that intermediate passing game, that anywhere between 7 and 15 yards. They were deadly. I mean, they were torching App State. Now, they don't have a particularly strong secondary either, but they were torching us on that play. Here's the thing, though. Wake Forest has to go all the way across the country to play at Oregon State. And think about what happened with Penn State, having to go all the way across the country to play at UCLA, and similar situation. UCLA had just fired a coach. Oregon State just fired their special teams coordinator.
Only difference, Diesel. Mm. The only difference is James Franklin's not the coach of Oregon State. And for that reason, they won't lose. Because if James Franklin was the coach, they'd lose the game.
Well,
you're right. And, it could be interesting.
Wake Forest is not a world beater this year. Come on. It's
Robbie Ashford
and the Fighting Demon Deacons going
they're not
across country, crossing multiple time zones. Again, that one's only worth 2.5 points, but out of all the games that I've looked at so far, and I haven't obviously looked at all of them, but I would say that might be the closest thing to a sure thing that's on this list, but it's just not worth that many points.
I'm glad you said sure thing because I've got a sure thing bet. However, it's not upset picks related, but on the sure thing note, before we get to the upset pick early leans, don't look. Right now, Alabama plays Missouri Saturday. Do you know the spread already for that game?
Alabama, Missouri. I don't know off
the
top of my
head. What would you guess?
Alabama at Missouri?
Uh-huh.
I would probably say Alabama favored by 3.5.
2.5.
Okay.
Give me that. That's my sure bet of the week. Give me Bama. 2.5.
Okay.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Look how far you've come around on Kalen DeBoer.
I love that guy. I think he's the best coach ever. I wanted him fired 6 weeks ago, but I think he's the best coach ever. I really do. But here I am again, Diesel, looking at several games, having no idea where my early lean is. I've hit one time this year.
Well, I've hit two, so I'm doing
better.
100% better than you are.
You are.
Boomer,
I hate this challenge.
Boomer Bill says he's looking at. I hope you realize, Boomer Bill, that this is not a valid pick. And I hope that you're sending this in as an early lean. He's early leaning Arizona State +6.5 over Utah.
I don't think he is. I think
well,
he's
Boomer
picking.
Bill, you just know that's not a valid pick.
Not open
you have
tomorrow,
to
Bill.
Resend it tomorrow after 4:00. I've also looked, Cole, at here's a fun one, man. This might be the most adorable story in college football in 2025. Bowling Green and their Persian cat mascot named Pudge that is drawing thousands of fans to Bowling Green State University games. They
Pudge.
Are 2-0 since Pudge has been adopted as the team's unofficial mascot. The cat belongs to their long snapper, George Carlson. There was a story about it that I saw. I don't know if it was on game day or if I just saw it as a random ESPN app kind of story.
Yeah.
But somebody in his family passed away. I think it might have been his mom or his grandma. So he bought this cat to help him deal with it. So he started bringing the cat to games because the team needed a little bit of a spark or bringing it into the locker room. And all of a sudden, they're 2-0 at home since bringing Pudge to the games.
How about that stat? And I didn't expect to hear a mascot-related stat today.
What's Bowling Green's actual mascot? Do you know?
Bowling Green. Let me close my eyes and think. Bowling Green.
It's not a bowl of cereal, I can tell you that.
Bowling Green. Fighting? Is it fighting something?
I don't think so.
Bowling Green. Bowling Green. I have no idea.
The Falcons.
I would never have guessed that.
The Bowling Green Falcons.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Hey, here's my first early lean. 3:30 Saturday, Nebraska at Maryland Diesel. Both teams 4-1. Nebraska on the road is favored by 6.5. You know, I like that 6.5-7 number. I've been almost every week this week hovering around that 6.5.
It feels
number.
Like the best place to be.
I know.
You know,
I get scared to go any higher. So
you've
Maryland,
jumped out of a plane, but you're scared to go higher than 6.5.
Correct. Maryland Diesel is the home dog. Both teams are 1-1 in the Big Ten. I like Riola a lot at Nebraska, but I also like a home dog. I really do. I love home underdogs when it comes to betting and wager. I like Maryland here. That's my first early lean. Maryland, Nebraska, 3:30 on Saturday, 6.5.
Are you
love it, hate it?
Are you saying that there is an elite home field advantage at CQ Stadium, SECU?
No, not really. No,
I
not
wouldn't
really.
Think so either.
No, I don't think so. But but for whatever reason, home dogs do sometimes.
Hey, you get a little extra bump from the crowd. By the way, that Toledo Bowling Green game, Bowling Green are the home dogs, worth 10.5 points.
Interesting.
So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. And also, by the way, real quick note, the Mariners-Tigers game has been delayed. It has not started yet. So that game that was supposed to start a few minutes ago has not started.
Could I interest you at all, Cole, in UCLA plus 8.5 on the road at Michigan State? Both of these teams give up a ton of points. Now UCLA's got a little spark. They're feeling good about themselves. I mean, this could be a race to 40 points.
I looked at that game, and my only worry, concern is a little bit of a hangover for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
UCLA beating James Franklin, which I guess really isn't that impressive anyways, last week, right? And maybe having a little bit of a hangover this week. I don't know. That scares me. Are they legit? Is Nico finding something? What's the spread on that?
8.5.
It's a nice spread.
8.5.
Nice. Nice spread.
The way you say that sounds nice filthy, Cole.
I like 8.5 points. And Nico, maybe they have a hangover, but maybe Nico's figured it out. Maybe Nico's got this thing rolling now.
Here's the last one that I'm considering.
I like that
Cole,
one, by the way.
That we can talk about.
Okay.
This game, the underdog has the number 12 leading passer in college football in terms of passing yards, total passing yards, the 12th best quarterback in college football, and they are road dogs at a conference game.
SEC team?
Nope. Think smaller. I could just tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
It's East Carolina. Caden Hauser has just over 1,500 yards, the 12th leading quarterback in FBS.
Yeah, I'll never guess that.
Their team plays really good defense, too. East Carolina plays good defense. Tulane does as well. ECU's defense just a little more consistent than Tulane. That one's worth 6.5 points on the road.
Not bad.
If you're willing to go the Pirates down there in Louisiana.
What about this one? 4 o'clock Saturday, 5-0 Navy. Diesel on the road at Temple. Navy's a 9.5 point dog. Again, just kind of thinking, Navy's a 9.5 point favorite on the road at Temple. Thinking again along the same lines, Temple, 1-0 in the American. They're a home dog. I don't know how many fans they'll have at Lincoln Financial Field in Pennsylvania, the Eagles Stadium.
Do they have to tarp off the extra or upper bowl?
I would imagine. Temple games? I would imagine so. I would imagine they don't have a huge fan base there.
Temple's last five games. Started off the season with a win at UMass, followed that up with a big road win at Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lost big to Oklahoma, lost big to Georgia Tech.
Yum.
And then 27-21 ball game at home against UTSA. So just kind of a
you taught me out of that
up
one.
And down.
Yep.
Up and down kind of team.
Yeah, they taught me onto that one. What about DJ Lagway continuing his little run here, taking down A&M, Diesel, A&M?
You know Florida fans can't have anything nice.
But they're a 7.5 point favorite, are the Aggies. Now, this one's in College Station, so it's going to be tough, right?
That one blows my mind that it's only a 7.5 point spread. I would think that one, a road game, would be a little more spread than that.
I just don't think Florida does it 2 weeks in a row.
No, I don't
know what
either.
I mean? Against Texas.
And
I like
fans,
A&M.
Oddly enough, a lot of Florida fans want them to lose. Yep. They want Billy Napier out of there so bad. T-Experience, right, called in yesterday and said he wants Florida to lose because he wants Billy Napier out of town.
Do we know how good? Here's an interesting question I do have, legit question. How good's Texas Tech? And the reason I ask this question, the Red Raiders are number 9 in the country. You would think, okay, they're pretty good, right?
13.5 point favorites at home against Kansas.
And Kansas is not a bad team. They're 4-2.
Kansas 4-2, yeah.
2-1 in conference.
Jaden Daniels.
Who's Texas Tech beat? They beat UAPB, Pabst, something about Pabst Blue Ribbon Golden Lions. Kent,
better beer than people give it credit for.
Kent State.
Oh.
Oregon State. Horrible.
Anybody can beat Oregon State.
They beat Utah. Utah and Houston. Yeah. So they hadn't beaten anybody.
But the point is, look at their offensive production. 35-34, 45-62, 67. Yeah, Texas Tech. And look at their consistent defense. 11-10, 14-14, and 7.
But Jalen Daniels has had a monster year. 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns, 2 picks. Are you kidding me for Jalen Daniels?
That is a really, really intriguing game. I wonder what the model is seeing.
Sounds like Jaden Daniels, not Jalen Daniels.
What are they seeing that the model is only giving Kansas a 25% chance to win this game?
So here's what I'll tell you. I Diesel, typically wouldn't take or bite on a 13.5 point swing here.
Ooh.
That's a lot of points. But in terms of getting back, I mean, you hit on 13.5. You're up there.
Tiger Power Rachel says, scared money don't make money, Cole.
She's right. She's right.
Can Tiger Power Rachel talk you into going bigger?
100%. 100%. She could probably talk me into taking this game, putting it down, go ahead and writing it down. I mean, I like Jalen Daniels, man, and I don't believe Texas Tech has played anybody with a pulse.
Do you think
Big 12 sucks. Sorry.
Do you think we're going to get
the
Clemson haters saying that beating UNC was only a one-time affair and they're going to slump right back to where they were? Because they are 14.5 point road favorites at Boston College.
Night game.
Are you convinced, Tolos, that Clemson is back?
Ugh.
And if you're not convinced that they're back, you might be willing to take this game because it's worth 14.5 points.
Problem is,
good quarterback.
Boston College isn't good.
I know. I mean, maybe a good quarterback is all they got.
I also looked at Purdue, Minnesota, Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Minnesota in person Saturday night. They're horrible. Minnesota's awful at football. And I don't know anything about Purdue. They're 2-3, 0-10 in the Big Ten.
One of my favorite mascots, just really bad at football.
Oh, they're so bad. I mean, taking Purdue there is not a bad little play. 7.5 points.
And they decided to play outside, right? Didn't they take down their dome and they built a new outdoor stadium?
I picked Purdue twice last year and it did not pay off. I'm looking at Purdue.
Purdue is like, you know, it's like a planet. It only comes around once a year. They come around once every five or six years.
To answer your question, I'm too scared to take a BC. I am. I just don't think they're good. Diesel, they're 1-4. They're 1-4. And I know Clemson's only 2-3, but my God, the Clemson, I mean, there's no way you go back to what you were, is there? You don't lose to Boston College, do you?
You can't. You can't.
No. God. I wouldn't imagine there'd be many. By the way, a ticket right now for that game, $33. What's that tell you? $33. How far is
Chestnut
Hill?
Why am I buying any of my tickets anywhere else? Because those tickets are cheap.
If we left Saturday morning, how far is Chestnut Hill? I'm looking right now.
A drive? I'd say it's probably like 14 hours.
Good. Are you serious?
Isn't that far? My sister does it all the time. My sister's husband is from Boston. Well, Worcester. He's from Worcester nearby.
Is Chestnut Hill a real place?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I typed it in and it's not.
It sounds like the name of a horse track.
Well, I'm typing it in and it's not showing. Oh, it's in Mass. Okay, I got it. You're right. It's 14 hours. That's a long way. Yeah, I wouldn't go up there. No.
Is that what's the longest you've ever driven for a football game?
Oh, for a football game? Yeah. I don't know. I've driven to Dallas many times, but not for a football game.
I've driven to Michigan twice.
That's a long way. Oh, I guess Ohio State Saturday is the longest.
Yeah, well.
What about South Carolina plus 9.5, baby?
Ooh.
What about the Gamecocks? Are you kidding me? Let's do it. Let's go out on a limb here at LSU.
Well, we're going to have a chance to talk about it.
Let's do it. Let's talk Jack Veltri. Big Gamecock news earlier today with a guy entering the portal. Plus, we'll talk Gamecocks and LSU with Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central next.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.